Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening, this is Catrice, and you're listening to the Blog Deal right here on Lawless Radio, and it's going to be an interesting evening because I am recording from a hospital. So we are going to get that music going for the first 30 minutes, and y'all hit me up, 646-475-1009. Lawless, Jay Silver, activate.
place. Making collard greens with the nasty gravy. Weighing every gram, I'm the man, fucking pay me. Don't like it, hit the land, nigga, scram, better make me. Get up with your maker, cause your maker, you just might be. Mix me with that bullshit of vegan, I don't like beef.
Yeah. the man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. So why would it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Low. You might call me conceited, I call it confident. Realest nigga out, yes, your boy authentic. Poker face, ship it, I want all the chips. I must be hot, cause yo, I get all the chips. I make them mad, I'm unique, that's why your boy is sick. But I don't give a fuck, cause hate is all it is. No matter what the venue, I get them pumped. That's why white girls be saying, water's a hump. I give them peanuts, the elephant trunk is what they want. The dime dada, nobody hotter, I get it drunk. Know why they feel me, I give them dunks. On the fast break, you hesitate and get your ball punched. Ain't nobody hot as me, everybody jocking me. Human tracking the flesh and everybody want a key. From A to Z, I'm a G on some monster shit, cause I'm a beast from the east and they can call for this. I'm too much, I say I'm not enough. I got these towns on fire, I'm trying to burn them up. Arsonist flow on the low, I can turn it up. Ghost ride of rap, don't believe me, call my bluff. Johnny Storm, cause I torch cats. Flame on if you think you're a match. Fantastic for rap. I'm the next big thing, and it's clobbering time. So every bar's extreme. Where I'm from, that queen, I referee 15. Dogs in New York, and ain't nobody hot as me. Nope, they bow their heads like I'm the Pope. And these chicks wanna hit up my pipe like I'm the dope. Yes, I'm the dope. You wanna dope? I can get you high as the sky. You wanna float with waters? No boat on some hate to shit. I pardon me, so pardon me, but my hook is plain as it.
You wanna is home all the time, and never seeks to have his way, and it's painful every day, and don't use profanity, never puts his hands on me, ooh, yeah.
Hey, it's your boy, Piano Mizzle, repping Lawless Entertainment. One time for you. This the one for the one you've always wanted, you feel me? Yeah. One day. Lawless.
When I met you, I was driving a car that Ford don't even make no more. Still ain't been my lady, and I wonder how to make it more. Take it slow is the way to go, but I can't take no more. Something missing, if you listen here, my heart will break. The way I feel is pure and true, just like the blessed day that you was born. So you like my unicorn, beautiful, regal. It's like the stars said it. But baby, like that unicorn, you damn so hard-headed. Look at all these years, I done dried the tears and told my fears. Seems like after all of that, we be way more than tears. Tell me again that we'll be lovers and friends. Why don't you do what you do when you did what you did? Yeah, I talk a big game, but I imping these things. Say the word piano, pimping is done. Just the vision of your kisses, you becoming my missus. Eats my heart like a tip in the drum. Hey. Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that changed your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so good, it'll feel so good, it'll feel so good. Forever, I want to give you another. Read in between the lines, girl, I'm talking for better or worse, and I'm certain you're the person that's worth it. Flip the script and reverse it, that's why you're so perfect. Couldn't we be here happily ever after, with the laughter, no disasters. Call the pastor, make a toast and put your glass up. Bridesmaids jealous cause your finger rattles down. If you need me, say, I'll be there before you say the man. Instead of making big demands, is this all a fantasy? To me, I say it all depends on if you give me more than what I had and make me fall again. I'm 6'6", but make me feel tall again. Grab me by the hand and never let me feel the wrong within. When you ready, say the word and I'll be right up in it. But until that day, I keep on waiting like a flight attendant. Look how long we've been together, but we ain't been together. Tell me this, why you keep on playing these games? I wanna be the one you want, I wanna be the one you need. I wanna be the one that's changing your name. Maybe so, I believe so. It'll feel so, it'll feel so, it'll feel so good.
I'm a booty that you didn't know I shake it.
Welcome back, welcome back. This is Catrice, and you're listening to the Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, if you hear some beeps and noises and ding, ding, dings, I am actually sitting in the hospital. Buck ain't feeling well, so I'm sitting here, and I figured I'd just do the show from here. All right, y'all, check me out. What's going on? I think I got my girl out here. I'm trying to operate the switchboard. You hear the bells and whistles? What's up, Mia? How you doing?
Hi, babe. How you doing? Buck.
You know, Buck getting better. He resting right now.
Yeah, he's got the feeling. I know that feeling. I know that
feeling.
He still got a sense of humor. So he all right. Man, what y'all up to? What's going on over there?
Not much. Just relaxing. You know, I wasn't feeling good for the last couple of days myself. And I think, fractured my foot. So I've been down myself. But I'm all right, you know. We're doing all right. My prayers are going out for Buck, and I'm hoping Mississippi does not just ask him what happened to him, because if he wanted everybody to know, he would have already said, so do not ask
him. I'm just hoping he's in the hospital, son.
He's all right.
Thoughts and prayers are with you, Buck.
We appreciate it. You know, I was going to call the chairman and tell him I couldn't do it, but, you know, the show must go on, and I'm going to go ahead and keep it moving. So I'm not sure if I'm going to do the whole 2 hours, but I'm going to give y'all the best I can.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm going to give y'all a little recap on Vegas. I'm sorry I couldn't get on the air in Vegas. The internet wasn't working very well, so it just didn't happen to her. So, but we had a good time in Vegas, man. It was nice. But I think Buck and I realized that we getting old, and we can't drink like we used to, can't party like we used to. We only drank one day. After that, we like, you know what? Fuck this. We just gonna chill out. We just couldn't do it. We just had one day drink. I said, man. I guess that's what happened when you're about to turn 40 years old. Life seems to change. You got to slow things down. You got to slow it down. You know.
Definitely give Mississippi some advice.
Mississippi, what kind of advice you need, babe?
You need to talk to your girl right here.
He got me messed up. I drink nothing but Absolute and Ciroc.
Y'all shouldn't be over there drinking. Y'all over there drinking, partying over there.
We don't be partying. Ain't no party here.
What's the party here? We're in the bedroom.
We ain't. You better quit that. Ain't no party.
Mm-mm.
You know, work, and sleep.
Work, and sleep, huh?
I know that's right.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're talking about tonight.
Well, you know what? I was going to have a conversation on single women dating single men. But, you know, I may hold that for next week. It depends on if my guest caller call in today. Hold on. Let's see who we got here. I got somebody on the line. I think that's Zeke. What's up, Zeke? How you doing?
What's happening? I just want to know, why does everybody sound so sad?
Oh, everybody said, you know what? Basically, what's going on is that Buck is in the hospital, and I am at the hospital actually doing the show, so I can't talk as loud as I normally do. Normally can. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of give y'all a little bit of show, but I was going to talk about this woman. You know, she found out that her husband of 10 years had been cheating for the last 3 months, and she had no idea. And now he is ready to end the marriage because apparently the mistress done rocked the hell out of his world, and he ready to bounce.
Well,
man,
nobody who don't want to be kept.
Man,
right.
What you say? That's what?
I said you can't keep nobody who don't want to be kept.
Now, you damn right about that. You sure can't keep nobody who don't want to be kept. Especially if they want to go and let them go.
Jeez, my thing is that, you know, I went through the same thing in my marriage.
Oh, shut up.
My thing was, I felt, no, and you talking about shut up, Zeke, no. I'm like, okay, enough is enough.
You get to a point where you just need to figure out what you're going to do. You're going to let it go, you're going to keep it going. You know what I mean? You know, it's like, it's unfortunate that it happened to her. And, you know, I hope she call in tonight. And, you know, y'all tell me what y'all think about that. You know, since I am not on Facebook, I cannot get on the chat room, y'all. So if you want to comment on your, if you want to make a comment, y'all can go ahead and hit the switchboard at 646-478-5209 and call in. Hit that one button and just call into the show. The reason, and just so everybody knows, as you're getting on the air and listening, the reason I'm talking so softly is because I am in a hospital. And I'm sitting with Buck, and he's sleeping right now, but I'm going to keep it going. I'm not sure if I'm going to give y'all the full 2 hours, but we're going to do what we can. All right?
Okay.
All right, so give me what y'all do last week. I know y'all missed me last week, so what happened last week?
Oh, yes. We missed all of us. We even missed Zeke.
We missed Zeke.
You missed me, you better duck.
Hey Zeke, I wanna tell you that you famous in Vegas. I was at the convention, and some of the girls at the convention, they listened to my show. And so they came up to me. They like, man, who is that Zeke guy? Because his ass is crazy. And I said, y'all know people by name? They, yeah. They like, Zeke, keep it real. He's crazy as hell. Sometimes he says some stupid shit, but that's just funny. So I'm like, oh, no, Zeke on the map. He got the women out there listening. So y'all listening out there, Zeke is out on the phone. It is so funny. That just cracked me up. I didn't know what to do after that one. It was just damn hilarious.
I think people be thinking we be playing, but we don't.
Right. But you know what? I do want to let y'all know that, you know, we are launching 24 hours very soon. So I am going to have to change up the pace of the show where it can't be a whole lot of cussing and, you know, just too vulgar stuff, because we are going to be running 24 hours. And with it being 24 hours, you know, we can't put the parental guidance on it. So I am going to be changing some things up. But, you know, we're going to keep it as raw as possible, but with a little censorship, if it's at all possible, if we can do that.
I might as well say this is my last thought. Oh damn. <laughs> Don't do that to me, Zeke. Don't do that to me. <laughs> Yeah. So my nigga got a big old bang popping and shit. But yeah, man, we was in Vegas and we was doing it up. It was crazy.
Them people out there was just, I don't understand how people could drink like that every day. I can't be drunk every day. It's just not possible. Man.
Every nigga in Detroit drunk all day.
All day, every day.
They wake up in the morning smoking weed and drinking all day.
No, I can't do it. I just can't do it. This is not in me. It is not in me. All right, y'all. Give me about a couple of minutes. I'm going to be right back. I need to take a real quick break. This is Legacy Flyway.
Fly away. to heaven if I
fly.
up with that? Am I supposed to wait around till the day your little roommate moves on out? Nothing but between us, a little distance and space, but my lips couldn't keep from saying, come on to my place. You never made the trip. The next day you took my hand, said, will you forgive me? So I gave you one more chance.
You caught my eye, you took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them or you get hurt first, depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for show. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationships is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me.
I am back. I had to leave the room because all kinds of things are happening up in there. He's not by himself, so I said, oh, my goodness. He got a partner and the things got the buzzing and shit like that. All right, Mel, are you there?
I'm here, babe. I'm here.
All right, what's up, Zeke? All right, yeah. So I can speak a little louder now because I'm not actually in the room. He's sharing the room with another man that don't look like he's doing very well.
Wow.
Them alarms got the going off and the nurses came running in. That's why I was like, ooh, y'all, I gotta take a break.
Like, time to go.
I'm like, time to go. I gotta get out of here. I gotta take me a quick break here. But yeah, so I wanted to. I can talk a little loud now that I'm not in the room. But yes, y'all keep fucking your prayers. You know, he's not feeling well, and gotta get the right medication to get it right. So I think we're gonna go ahead and I think they're working on it.
My prayers, girl. I know he's gonna be all right.
Yeah, no, he's
good spirit. When I be going through that, I'll be sounding a mess when I'm in a hospital, and I come out, you know, hey.
I feel you. Hell yeah. Yeah, it's every hit and miss. You got to figure out what kind of meds work the right way. And once you figure that out, you all good.
Once they figure it out.
yeah, well, exactly. Once they, because I ain't figuring out shit. I got a PhD. I'm not an MD. So I can't figure nothing out. I can't even help you with that. Not at all. But, yeah, so I was, the conversation came up. I posted something, I don't know if y'all saw it, I posted it, I think it was early in the week, where why single women date married men or sleep with married men? That's what I want to know. I mean, why? What are the advantages of it? And, you know, a lot of women, some women had a reason or why they do it.
I can't touch on that.
What'd you say?
I can't touch on that because I get real personal. So I can't even talk about that. I've never dated a married man, ever.
Yeah.
No, the married man just dated you.
What?
The married man just dated you.
The married man.
I'm married to my husband, and somebody dated, or she was screwing him. I can't.
She talking about she can't date no married man, but she'll date while she married.
She'll date while she married.
Married. What are you talking about?
It depends on you know how well that marriage is. There's a lot of women out there that's dating and they married, but the marriage ain't sound. So what's the point?
But I'm not. I have never dated while I was living in the house with my husband, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Shit.
Uh-oh.
That's fucking stupid.
Okay, so you trying to say I was dating you?
What?
Right. Okay. No. Okay. Hold on. Cause we're getting off the beaten path. We ain't gonna have a party line like we had a couple of weeks ago. Everybody just talking all kind of crazy shit. But no, I was I brought it up because I was sitting here. I'm like, man, you know what? I just asked a question and it turned into this big deal. And then this girl, she called me. She said she was gonna call in tonight. She's from Chicago. She called me and she said, my husband is doing it right now. They've been married 10 years. She finds out he started acting weird a few months ago. She finds out that he's been sleeping with the nurse at his job for the last 3 months. She called him out. Now he got an attitude with her. He pissed off of her. Because he done got found out, and now he said he done. He don't want to. He want a divorce.
Nah, for one thing, he'll be back. That's for one thing. For two, you can already see the signs when he start putting on or going to buy new drawers, whatever he wear, boxers, briefs, whatever, and start buying new cologne and dressing up a little bit more and from MIA and stuff. It's like something weird, but, you know, hey,
right.
Miles was even longer than 3 months because when I asked her, I said, are you screwing my husband? I didn't necessarily put him in those words.
Right.
But
right.
She like, yeah, I wanted to know how long off top.
Right.
And
right.
She told me how long, and it was like she told me 2 years. Okay. Oh. Then, that ain't even cheating. That's a whole nother relationship. I said, did you know he was married and had kids? She said, yes. She told me the only reason why she was like, I just fell in love with him and I started not caring no more.
I think women, I wonder what type of woman you are to just fall in love with a married man, knowing that you can't have him all.
Right, he gotta leave you at a certain time to go home to be with his wife and kids.
Right. But hold on, let me see who else out here because I'm trying to get this. Y'all should see this is some creative work here, just so I can keep it lawless. I'm talking on Buck's phone. And on my phone, I got the switchboard. So we mobile like a motherfucker over here. Okay, so hold on. Let me see here. We got Mississippi. Hold on a second. We got Aunt. What's up, Aunt?
Not much. How y'all doing?
You know, we making it. We doing the show from Grady Memorial Hospital. All
right, Buck. All right, you gonna be okay?
Yeah, you know, he gonna be okay. You know, I just pray for my husband, man. Y'all keep him in his prayers. But
yeah,
you know,
that big big old bell for me.
Yes, yes. He was he fell asleep on me. They came and put something in his IV, and he just got the okay, and then he just went to sleep. So I don't know what the fuck.
They good stuff.
They got the good shit. I called him earlier, and he was like, man, this is better than Kush.
He gonna want something in the morning when he wake up.
I hope he don't got that little thing in his hand where he can push it.
No, he ain't got the drip. No, he ain't got the
automatic
drip.
Okay, that's to me. I was in a mini coma.
No, he ain't got the drip. Shit, no, Shit, if he had that, this ass be high all day.
That's how I was.
Shit, he be high all day. He had started smoking, and he said, man, I, because it's been about, I don't know, it's been about 2 weeks since he had a cigarette, and he said, man, this damn shit, I'm trying to not smoke, but everybody comes coming here talking about they need a cigarette when they leave out here and shit. He said, damn, every time somebody talk about one, I want a damn cigarette. But he's doing real good, y'all, man. You know, he went down from a half a pack to three a day to none. So you know what? That's what's up. What's going on with you,
Aunt? Oh man, slow motion, man. Still taking over old girl.
Oh, you know what? You know what? The last time we talked, you was about to get knee deep in some shit.
Yeah,
so,
baby.
Man, how was that?
Right. That went real well.
And curious minds want
to know. Perform like a champ, an Olympic gold medalist.
You said,
you
went off
the
like
pedal off of your back, or are you just giving your old self some props?
Hey, if girl, he give his old self some props, that's what you need to do. If he ain't gonna pat himself on the back, somebody else needs to. Shit.
He's patting me on the back too.
Man. Okay, so Aunt, tell me what you think about the topic I have for tonight. You know, why single women sleep with married men?
Man. Just to be spiteful. Somebody either did it to them or, you know, they see that easy route. They ain't trying to be in a relationship and they can do this. Nigga got to go home.
Uh-huh.
Nowadays, women want you to go home. They don't even.
They don't be marriage material.
Right. They ain't even trying to cuddle no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they like, get up and go. You can leave. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that, you know, like I've been saying, women want to be doing that.
Why do hoes screw married men? Because see, that's what we talked about. If you single, why can't you just get a single man to do the same shit that a married man would do?
Because that single man
you want to fuck and go home. You want him to get you off, and you want to go home. You can get a single man to do that shit.
Man.
A lot of niggas looking for that right woman now. So
if you married, you should already be with the right woman. If that's the case, you need to get a divorce and rethink that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And so instead of being in the relationship already, you know, trying to find the right one, get rid of the one that ain't right, and then start working on something else. I need a receipt.
Yeah, it's cheaper people now. Even if
man.
You ain't married to her and she got a child by you.
Yeah, man, you're right about that. It is so much cheaper to keep with the shit. The price of everything else out here, shit, hell yeah, it's cheaper to keep her.
You know, once you make a woman mad, they got your kids, your woman, wife, whatever. man, he's not for child support and can't see the kids no more. You know, all that shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Does that make sense?
No, because if you got a real woman, your woman is going to stick by you. But I'm not about to stick by a man that's sticking everything else.
But you can do it.
What?
But wait a minute. You ain't about to stick by a man that's, repeat that again. You ain't about to stick by a man that's sticking everybody else.
Right.
But she can do it.
Had sex with outside of my marriage with anybody, so why are you talking? I have never screwed another man. And I was married for 11 years, so keep that to yourself.
Right.
Anybody believe that still in their head?
Hey, you know what? You speak the truth. You speak what you want. Now, hold on a second. Let's see who I got out here. I think I got Charmaine out here. Give me a minute. I'm trying to drive and run the switchboard at the same time. There's some shit right here. What's up, 708? Who's this on the line?
You know this me.
What's up, Charmaine?
What's going on, y'all?
It's going
around here, too. He's going, too.
You about to get rid of him?
No, I wanted to go.
What's up, Charmaine?
Huh?
Hey, what's up, girl?
What's happening?
You say you don't want him to go?
No, I don't want him to go. Not for 3 weeks.
Man, oh, damn. What do you say? You say he's going out of the country, ain't he?
No, he's going to Vegas for 3 weeks. But it's a chance they might be going to Alaska for another 3 weeks after they leave Vegas.
Oh, my goodness.
So, going through it. It wouldn't be so bad if he wasn't leaving his damn daughter.
With you.
I can have a mind.
Right. You basically saying take her with you.
Dude, please.
Take her with you.
I swear I'd drive that motherfucker. I'd drive 5 hours, drop her ass off, and come on back.
Damn.
For real.
That's wrong.
Man, wait a minute. She's 16 and pregnant, y'all. I can't go. I'm going to end up killing her. She's going to call the police, and I ain't doing no time for nothing, for nobody.
Right. See.
I ain't gonna kill her. I'll probably choke her, but you know that's you can't do that.
Right. What's your take on single women dating married men?
I was gonna say something about that, but Mel ain't gonna like me no more.
Uh-oh.
I'm lawless. You can speak your mind. It does not matter to me.
Go ahead. Speak your mind, baby. This is what we do. Gotta keep
the
it
reason
on.
Why I did it is because, just like they said, because you can send their ass back home. You can get what you want out of them and send their ass home. Right. I don't know if y'all been reading my posts. I told y'all I said something like I was going to go back to the old me.
Right.
Be like, fuck you and all that kind of shit. Man, I was that one. We'll go get a room. That motherfucker say, look, I'm going to ride with you. If he falls asleep, I'm going to leave his ass right there in the hotel room and go home.
See?
I was no good.
He
had no way to get home. None of that. I mean, you can send him home. You know, you can get, okay, prime example right now, okay? This motherfucker getting kicked out the Navy, right?
Right.
Because he got a foot fetish.
He got a what?
A foot fetish.
What?
This motherfucker paid women. He was paying women, white women. He black. He was paying white women $600 to nut on their feet.
What?
Okay. Now.
Damn. I need that motherfucker. So he can come over here and nut on my feet.
I was telling
my feet, motherfucker.
still, I was telling my guy, I was like, shit, I wouldn't have told on him. That's a condo. That's a motherfucking, that's rent. You know, that's paying on something. I wouldn't have told nothing.
That is my mortgage.
Dude.
Right.
Yeah. Wait a minute, your mortgage is 600?
No, my mortgage is 8, but that's a look that helps.
Wait a minute, so I'm like, damn, your mortgage is 600? Shit, what the fuck?
Hell yeah, shit. I'm an investment buyer. You hear me? I'm an investment buyer. I want to know what neighborhood you in. I might need to come, you know, purchase one of
them. I was saying, my, that's $200? I got that. No, girl.
Damn.
Not my fee.
But you know what?
You
know what?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna tell you what.
Leak it out.
It wasn't the fact that he was doing it to, you know, white women. It was the way he was doing it. You know, because at first they was going for it. You know, he would ask them, "Can I take pictures of your feet? Can I nut them? You know, tell me what I want you to wear red fingernail polish today." And you know, and he was paying them to do whatever he wanted to do. You know,
right.
With their feet. But what messed him up was, you know, when you have to get qualifications, you have to certify for qualifications, and he went to work and told the white girl, "Come on, suck my dick and get this qual real quick," you know. And she got that offended her. And she just ratted his ass out, told everything.
Damn.
This motherfucker was chief of the year. You know, he was finna be fucking senior chief. He was gonna retire as a fucking, you know, big boys. He's a nobody.
Wow.
Charmaine, who are we talking about?
This just a motherfucker in the Navy. I'm just saying, you know, he's a married man. This man, he's married.
He's married,
period. He married. He got a family, a wife and a family in Florida. Right?
And he just messed
he got
up
a girlfriend.
This whole thing.
Wait a minute, hold on. That ain't it. He got a girlfriend here that just had a baby.
What?
Yes. Oh, I'm saying, bitches out here to get, they looking for themselves. It's all about what you can do for me. You know,
but
it don't have nothing to do with the fact that he's married.
Anyway, for the rest of his life.
Oh, yeah, it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Because he's going to be paying child support for the next 19 years and hope they don't go
they
to
don't
college.
They don't go to college. Hell yeah. For real.
Damn.
But,
damn,
you know,
that's what I'm saying, because, you know, there's a lot of women out there that just do it just for the fucking hell of it. They don't care.
Right. Well, no, yeah, you're right, but I had to get something. I had a mission. You know, I needed some shoes. I like clothes. You know, my car note needed to be paid.
So you're a prostitute.
No, fuck you. I ain't no goddamn.
Hey, check this out.
You,
now, y'all know what y'all saying about how women is. But when we say it, it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? I've been saying this for the longest. Women are just as trifling as niggas are. And you can almost say they two times as worse.
Because I treat niggas just like niggas treat women.
We got more game.
I ain't give a fuck.
That's how.
Fuck you, pay me. That was my attitude.
Prostitute.
Your mama.
Hey, there you go. I like when you give it back.
Shit. Yeah.
All the way to the mama joke.
Shit. Hey, we could go.
You went all the way to the your mama joke.
Your mama, hey.
Look,
we're
lucky
we
you can't
see
my hand because I flicked my hand at you, too.
Oh, okay. Well, anytime a woman is a prostitute, she got it from her mama.
See, you took it somewhere else, dude.
You took it somewhere else.
Let that shit go, man.
Wow.
What? Look, you come up with some crazy shit, man. You come up with some crazy shit.
Dude.
Man, you come up with some crazy shit. All right, y'all, give me a couple of minutes, y'all. Let me get to my destination. I'm going to play this music. I'll be right back.
I think the murder rate just went up.
Holiday season.
I think somebody just got indictment papers. I just want it done.
Holiday. Holiday season.
Empire. It's for that nigga outside with that cannon. It's for that nigga just kicked that door down for them bricks. Definition of function. We working.
Making my move with a big two big shoes. Think a nigga won't diss you. Better 4-5 slow, won't miss you, kiss you. Yo, bitch, that good night, get right. We ain't doing no fist fight. We ain't got no street lights. Just blow brains and the lights out. Stuffing these bitch, nigga, lights out, nigga. This ain't no Trump, oh, nigga. Definition of bullshit. How I came through and I pulled shit. There's 100 rounds in this clip, nigga. You and that car get flipped, nigga. This my holiday. Snatch his ass, I better pay him. Sell no weight around his way. I'm changing the game, making my own lane. This is pure pain. On cocaine, me and Walker flock of flames, jacking these niggas the first thing. I swear to God, I'ma go hard before I starve. I'm on my jaw. All I know is the black mask and the mic.
Holiday
Rapping, hey, we get to. baby, let me be your umbrella, Rihanna. If you gotta cry, then I'ma catch your tears. Just lay your head on my shoulder and I will never let go. Lift you up, I put the S back on your chest. Stand tall and I defend you from the best. I'm a lyrical rock thinking. You don't ever have to bleed again. Human defibrillator, I can make you breathe again. Hold tight, we gon' rise again. Rest dirt from my eyes again. Like a phoenix from the flames, we will never lose the fire within. Can't stop till we all is in. My burning spirit ignites me. If darkness is the absence of light, then I'ma shine for you. Burn it up and let me rise for you. Like a beat drum from your 808. Reach up, watch me drop a couple lines for you.
Y'all, I am back. Sorry it took so long. I had to got in the house good enough to get the switchboard up, so now I actually could push some buttons and get y'all on out there. We got I think we still got Mel and Charmaine and everybody else that hung up on me. All right.
Okay.
What's up, girls? So it's ladies' night. Shit, fuck them niggas.
It's ladies' night.
Here we go. That's what's going on. Oh, damn, here comes Miss Slipperette. Miss Slipperette, let me tell you something, Miss Slipperette, and I'm just going to tell you this so you can understand. Don't fucking send me text messages, okay, because I didn't bring you in. No, I don't want to hear that laugh. See, I'm putting you on mute because I don't want to hear that shit.
Right. Don't nobody want to hear that Count Dracula laugh.
I don't want to hear that shit. No, for real.
Man,
I mean,
is that real?
Is that real?
Is it real?
Yes. It is real.
Wow.
So just, I'm gonna bring his ass back.
No, I understand that. I'm glad the book is doing good. Okay.
Yeah, but don't do that. Just don't do that. Okay.
Okay, I'm glad you.
We are grown people.
Yes, we are.
Okay, so
don't do that. I'm glad you had a good trip. I'm glad the book is doing better.
Yeah. Vegas was fabulous, but I would suggest to anybody out there in the world, do not spend a week in Vegas. You only need like 3 days. And take your ass home.
I'll be there on the
maybe only afternoon.
Going.
Maybe one night and come back the next afternoon.
Yeah, you don't need to overdo it.
You don't have to spend that many days.
You go one
night and come back the next evening.
Yeah.
Well, that's too short. You got to be able to get up the next morning and, you know, eat breakfast.
Right.
You need one night and one day and go home the next day. You know what I'm saying?
You need
to do the nightlife, then you need to do the daytime stuff, and then you need
to go
home the next day.
There you go. Yeah, because that shit was rough, man. Shit, we ready to go. As long as somebody's drinking, you can do it.
We had just booked a flight for Hawaii, and I'm like, we have to leave out Thursday and come back Sunday, but they like, you taking me sitting to Hawaii with you?
What?
Somebody come back by themselves, and I know it ain't going to be me.
Okay.
Wait, but What man just say?
Okay. You said somebody come back and it ain't gonna be you, huh?
It ain't gonna be me. I'm
gonna
say,
what's up?
No, she talking about her cousin getting married in October, and we in Hawaii. And she's a bridesmaid, and she wanted to go out there with her. But I'm going to lose like 3 days of work because the wedding is on a Friday. So we have to fly on a Thursday and take in some of the sites. And the wedding, we're going to go to the wedding on Friday, and we can stay Saturday to party. And we have to fly back on Sunday, but once we lose so many hours on that Sunday, we're going to do it overnight in Seattle. And then come back that Monday in Minneapolis. So we have to stay in a hotel in Seattle. And then come back to Minneapolis.
I'm going to miss
3 days of work.
You know how long a flight is to Hawaii?
10 hours.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So you lose like.
That's where I graduated school, and that's where I went to college at. I lived there for almost 7 years, 6.5 years, almost 7, before I left. But I used to fly back to the mainland all the time. And so I know the time differences. I know all of that stuff. But with him,
it's a good trip. I mean,
you're
going to be jet lagged like a mother.
The trip is worth it, Catrice.
Well, yeah. If the trip ain't going to be worth it, because y'all going to be mad if Mississippi get left over there, because I have to.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. I don't want to hear that shit.
Right. Don't cut them off.
Shit. You know damn shit. That's it. That laugh is annoying.
You wonder why he get cut off.
Because it's annoying. That laugh is annoying. I don't want to hear that shit.
He can't even get mad because he get cut off either, man.
No.
That's bullshit.
Oh, he do be mad. Trust me.
I believe you, but I'm saying he shouldn't because, man.
Okay.
This
for real.
Is annoying.
Okay, exactly. On the real. Like, what
would
you
I would never go to a comedy club with him, ever.
Never.
Imagine living in the same space with somebody.
Man, I'm like, ask you, was that shit real or was it just for the radio?
No, it's real.
Right. Well, you know, Mrs. Ray, you put on, because this lady right now, and says, I know they don't have all women on the air, this is what we're going to do. All right, ladies, let me ask you this. What's the one thing that just piss you off about men in general? It just gets on your nerves.
They lie and stutter.
Yeah, they lie.
They lie.
And then when they get to stuttering, you know they lying. I'm like, I'm looking at you. You know you lying. I know you lying. And then you stutter.
You know what? That's my pet peeve.
That's
my pet peeve. We can do a whole lot of stuff. All you got to do is just come talk to me.
Right.
As soon as you lie to me, I don't have no trust. You know, we can't even do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all was talking about the girl that. Y'all was talking about the girl that husband cheated on her after 11 years, you know, for 3 months. You know, I left an 11-year relationship. And
me too.
The guy that I'm with right now, he was married. Now, just so happened we were both ending our relationships at the same time when we met. And that's the honest to God truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but a lot of motherfuckers keep, you know, they seem to think, or his family seem to think, or they wanted to think that I made him leave his wife and all that kind of shit, but it wasn't like that.
He got like, Mississippi gonna get killed.
Mm-mm. It wasn't like that.
And I said that on that nationwide air, if you ever buckle to me again. Patrice, I don't want you on the air because nobody want to hear your stupid ass laugh and your drunk ass.
Mm-mm. It's ladies right now. We're going to take these last 30, 20 minutes, and we're going to talk women shit. How you like that?
Okay.
That's what we're going to do. Cause I don't often get to talk women stuff, because y'all keep getting on to talk about that bullshit. So this is what we're going to do. But you know what bugs the shit out of me? Is when a motherfucker come up to you and say, oh, baby, you know, I can, you know, he ain't dropping it right. He ain't doing it right. I can do this and I can do that. And I look you up and down and I'm like, you barely doing anything for yourself. You know, I'm like for real. I'm like, why would I go from sugar to shit?
Right.
Okay.
For real.
Today, like,
because you know, here's my thing. You know, I ain't got no interest in stepping out doing nothing. However, if the thought crossed my mind, you're going to be banking a whole lot of money. I'm talking like NBA, NFL, you know, trade, stock broker.
I'm a million dollar.
shit like that. Because I need to go above where I am, okay, for it to be worth my time. Okay. And I'm not going to have sex with you either. I'm gonna stroke you and take your money and go on about my business.
Cool, been there, done that.
Stop.
You know.
I don't want no
kids. That's what's going on. That's what I do. Because, you know, because nowadays, and especially, and I'm telling you, I ain't got no interest in you know, if I was not married, I wouldn't get married again. Girl,
please.
Too much shit.
I ain't never did it. I just want to do it one time.
Do you know that was 11 years? It takes longer to get out of a marriage than it do to get into it.
I believe it. Hell yeah. Yeah, but you know, people get into a marriage
and sign some papers. Get out, you got to sign over houses and cars, keys.
But you know what? My thing with that is, don't try to take my shit, and I won't try to take yours.
Right.
You know, leave my shit alone. I'm gonna leave yours alone.
Exactly. Here's the help.
Everybody,
they
doing that to
themselves.
They dicks to
themselves,
pussies to themselves right about now for me.
Man. People don't know. People acting crazy. People acting crazy. Okay, I got 816. Is this your husband?
It probably is. Let him go ahead. Say what he got to say.
Oh, Lord. This is Lawless Radio. It's the ladies' night tonight, and I'm letting you in. Who's this on the air? Is this Leon?
Yeah, what's up, baby?
What's going on? How you doing tonight?
I'm bowling my ass off, so I just wanted to make a quick comment on some booty ass dudes.
Don't bowl your ass off.
You're
going to
need that later. Uh-oh. Hold on.
We got Mississippi. He better not be giving no balls to nobody.
I got Mississippi Red on the phone.
Hey, the only thing, Mississippi Red pissing the bed, if y'all didn't know that. Call him Pissy Red now.
Oh,
and then he pissed in the bed. That's no lie. He pissed in the bed. Ass male. He pissed in the bed. That's why she don't sleep with him. She sleep on the couch. And the second time that Ziggy my fucking, when I was having problems with my wife, she tried to send her some pictures. I'd be trying to send her some pictures. Then he got a picture where he got his ass turned around, took his fingers in his ass. He's dead. I got the picture, Ziggy. Say something about my kid again. Say something about my kid again. I'm gonna put that. I'm putting those pictures out.
Hold on. You need to send me them pictures. How about that?
He's thinking, man, I got them. Mel got them too, because he was trying. That's why she don't fuck with it. He's mad. Now what you gonna say, Ziggy?
I wanna see the motherfuckers. I'm gonna give him my phone number.
Don't give him your phone number,
Katrina. Send me the motherfucking pictures.
I will send them to you.
You're going to put him out there like that.
I want to see that shit.
You want to see that shit? That nigga's gay. Mississippi Red. I'll never call it Mississippi Red.
678-379-9636. Send me that shit.
What are we going to do about Pissy Red since he's pissing the bed? Don't ever call that motherfucker Mississippi Red. He pissing the bed.
You know what?
No lie. No lie.
Hey.
I don't got nothing, else to say. I'm about to go bowl and make my money.
What's your score tonight? What you doing tonight?
The first game I'm on the 257. And the next game I'm on now, I'm on a 230 pace. I ain't finished yet. So, Mississippi Red, when he's talking shit, I don't want to come down there and whoop his ass because Mel coming back anyway. But the nigga pissing the bed. You can't say nothing to me.
I know you want me back.
Oh, I'm up here talking. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm up here talking. I still have the phone on mute. What kind of shit is that? It's a long night. It's a long night. We got 10:45 in the p.m. I said, man, what the fuck? Why am I talking and nobody saying shit? I had y'all on mute.
You had everybody on mute. I think he was. Was you still talking to my husband?
Nah, uh-uh. Nah,
Get up off me, man.
All right, y'all. You know what? We got 15 minutes left. What y'all got to say? Since you know we done hit the first quarter of the year, and I'm all about trying to figure out the shit that's going on. What we gonna do for the next quarter of the year? Because this year going by already. 3 months in, it's about over. Anything different that you're going to do to make your life better? Charmaine, what's going on with you? You're going to Vegas very soon.
I'm going to Vegas in a couple of weeks.
All right.
You know, I got to go get him some, you know, so he won't be out in Vegas at the
Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
he can go, but he ain't buying nothing.
Man, Mississippi Red, what you up to? What you doing?
This summer, I guess me and Leo, we're going to have to go to the Excalibur.
The Excalibur. Oh, okay.
In Vegas. Yeah.
Going to period. The period.
Nice.
The period.
We stayed at the Rio. Okay.
Okay.
And it was nice. It was nice, but the thing is that the ventilation in that place is awful. It's not like walking through the casino and it's just you get hit with a pillow of smoke. Now Buck is a smoker. Now you know, as he kinda dwindled down on his smoking, it was bothering him.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It bothers me too.
That,
I quit
that
smoking like
was
two
real
months
nice
ago.
With that
like, that smoke bothers
and
me.
They got...
Man. Yeah, I mean, that smoke will fuck you up, man. It's just like, oh, my goodness, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And you're like, Okay, hold on. What Ant got to say? What's going on, Ant?
What's happening?
Yeah.
Hey.
Three months in, Ant. What you doing for the quarter number two in 2012?
Making money and caking on the old girl. She's going to be my summer flame.
Man, she going to be your summer flame.
Yeah, baby.
I feel you. Don't let her take
what you got.
Okay.
Don't let her take what you ain't willing to give.
She going to take over.
Man.
That's it. She only can
no,
give what I give her.
Nothing from you that you ain't willing to give in the first place, though.
No, she might be taking kind of hard now. She might get whatever she likes.
Man, look at you. That's what I'm saying. Do it up. At least you got something to take you into the summertime.
Yeah.
Man.
You got to keep it through the
summer.
Winter. That's it.
Man, you make it through the winter, you all good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I mean, you in like Flynn, as they call it.
You did.
Man. Hell yeah. Well, you know what, y'all, on a personal note, this is what I want for the second quarter. I want my husband to be as healthy as he can be so we can take these next 20 years, as we celebrate 20 years very soon. Take these next 20 years to a whole nother direction. And, you know, want our kids to be healthy. I'm enjoying the fact that I am self-employed. It is it's rough. It ain't easy. But you know what? I'd rather be working hard for me than working hard for somebody else.
I keep saying that
to myself because I remember working for this company and my ass be stressed out, worried, waking up trying to figure out did I send this email, did I send this, and you know what? Now I get up, get my kids together, I get my coffee, I can sit and relax. I ain't got a stress.
You know, I thought about doing what you know doing that, but Navy wives, they kind of fickle. You know
yeah, but
saying?
You know what?
And I know they would be my best customers, but they
yeah.
don't want nobody to know. So.
But I can definitely, cause I got a couple of military girls on my team.
Okay.
But yeah, you it's how you go about it.
Right.
That's all. It's just how you go. It's just how you go
it's
about.
To be an entrepreneur because. I work on my own time, but the only thing is I don't get any sleep. I have to travel a lot, so it's like
I don't mind travel.
Yeah, but if you got a man and kids and stuff, it's you have to sit down, and then I need rest.
My kids grown. I ain't even worried.
I got my kids. I got little kids. I don't have any of my kids with me right now. But that travel is still, it's still stressful because I lose sleep. I don't sleep for 3 hours in a day.
Mhm. But is it worth it?
I don't know. I said I wanted to be a millionaire by the time I was 40, and
I'm not even greedy like that. I just want to be comfortable. I just want to retire when he retires.
No,
I want for him to retire. I want to retire with him.
That's what I'm saying. You know what? I want to be
my
comfortable.
Work.
Yeah.
35 years of their life, and they still, you know, have to worry about this and that or whatever. With
you know what I want to have to worry about? I want to worry about, okay, let me go get this rent over here. Let me go collect this rent over here.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
This one finna go, and, you know, I'm finna sell this one. You know, that's
thank
what I'm worried about. That's where I'm at. I'm into
you.
Real estate. So,
thank
you know, the problems can't be too bad. Buy, flip, and sell.
But
I
want
to be okay. I don't want them to be like I am. You know, like, it's me. I got to push forward. I got to do this on my own. I want them to be like, my mama left me something. Even if I leave out of this world, they'll be like, she left me something.
Love you, son.
I'm going to leave them something. I'm going to leave them, you know, my insurance policy going to be real fat.
And there you
that,
go.
And whatever
what
properties
do.
I got left, you know, divide them by three.
Yeah.
Divide them by three, and then they can divide them by whoever they want.
Man, it's interesting because the woman, you know how to get you all your information when you go into the hospital. They ask you, you know, you got a power attorney, blah blah blah,
mm-hmm,
and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the woman, she look at me, she's surprised by the fact that I tell her, yes, I got a power attorney, and yes, I got life insurance.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, wow, it's not many. She's not believing black folks that got life insurance. I said, well, this black folks do.
I know
right.
That's right. I've been
that's
having
right.
it for years.
And
like,
I will continue to pay. I pay on it monthly faithfully. Thank you very much.
For real.
And if you're walking around with no life insurance policy, you need to get you one.
And they
that's
cheap as
the
shit.
Real.
You can get 4 people for like $20 a month.
Exactly. And don't be saying I got life insurance on my job. No, you need to get you an individual policy.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
You need to get yourself
and
an individual
like
policy.
Like I said, they cheap as shit. You can insure 4 people for under $20.
You can do a $250,000 policy for $15 a month.
Yep.
All right.
You know. So you want to make sure.
We just need to start educating our black people, and I'm not being racist because I know it's other people listening, but we don't do each other like that because
you know what we don't do. What we don't do is we might have insurance policies or whatever that, whatever, but a lot of us don't have medical.
Right.
You know, it's so
right.
much, so much things that I want to get done to me, but I don't
yep.
have the right kind of medical. You know,
mm-hmm.
I have some,
right.
but it don't cover what I want.
Right.
You know, so that's when you got to go outside of it or, you know, and pay that extra money to get extra insurance. And that shit ain't cheap. If I was to open my own business, do you know what it'd be? I would want an insurance company because that's the biggest fucking scam in the world.
And they are the biggest, wow, yeah.
Pan Car Insurance is the biggest scam in the world. What if you never get into a car accident?
Yep.
That's exactly what I would do. I would sell insurance, but it would be my own policy. My own company.
We might need to look into that one.
I know. I'm telling you, it's the biggest scam in the world.
Because you know what? I had cancer at the age of 30, but they didn't find it on time, and so cancer started messing up other parts of my body. And so by the time they found it, they were like, well, we're. And then when I tried to get insurance, I was going through a divorce with my husband. So, but we didn't get the divorce, but we were going through it. He was trying to take me off of all kind of stuff. They took me off of insurance policy.
When
I was trying to get an insurance policy for myself, they won't even insure me.
That's bogus.
And
that's like the question. That's
only
the question
5 years old.
35.
35.
Oh.
Ooh.
My girl died at 34 of cancer.
Yes. Okay. Hold on. Hold on a second.
For my cancer, that's not even why they won't.
Okay, hold on, ma'am. Hold on a second. Charmaine, but I found some photos of your girl.
Of who?
Oh, your
for
girl.
Real, you gotta send them to me.
Over at my house, y'all playing cards. Everybody playing cards. I was digging through my box.
Yeah.
I'm like, dang.
You gotta send them to me, please. I'm calling you as soon as we get off. As soon as we get off the air, because I got two pictures.
I'm gonna dig them
one
up.
Is an obituary, and one is a picture, a photo.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm gonna pull them out, and what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna scan them, and then I'll just email them to you.
Okay, that's even better.
So, you know, and then
that's
I'll go scan them to you. Yeah, I said, oh, look at this, and I thought about you. So
I miss that motherfucker so much. And I'm saying that's a term of endearment. Trust me.
There you go. All right, y'all ladies. What parting words would y'all like to bless us with for the evening as we get off this air? I thank you. I'm surprised I made it to 2 hours. I just want to tell you, ladies, that I am lonely as hell. I miss my husband like a motherfucker. Okay.
Dude, I'm finna be in your boat in a couple days.
I barely can sleep. I got up in the middle of the night and made coffee.
Damn.
I was
late. Well, if you need to talk, you know I'm 3 hours ahead of you, so it's early here. It might be late there.
Man,
even if you just want to talk, I'm here.
Man, sister girl, I was going. Wait a minute, and Charmaine, you up and send me a message. Why are you up? I can't fucking sleep. I can't sleep. And I'm just going to tell people, separation anxiety is real, people.
Yeah, it is for real.
Okay?
For real.
When you are separated by somebody that has been in your life continuously all the time, it's real. That shit is real. So
imagine when mine going on 6 to 8 month deployment.
Man.
And you scared he might not come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
My part.
Well, that's more the reason why you need to go ahead and do what I do, Charmaine. We need to talk about that.
All right. We can
and
talk about
go.
It.
Yeah.
We can talk about it.
All right, y'all. I'm gonna end the night. Mel, you know I love you, girl. Mississippi Red, you hold it down, man. I hear you in the background. All right. Charmaine.
I'm going out with that.
Charmaine. All right. Love y'all, girls. Y'all hold it down. I will talk to y'all later. This is King B So Cold. You have been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio.
Obama now. Got the club banging, drinking, popping that in the space.